You're listening to the Next Step podcast series by Regents Bank. In this featured podcast, recorded before a live audience in Tampa, Florida, Stephanie Stanfield, SVP and West Florida Area Wealth Executive at Regents Bank, discusses how she found financial confidence, as well as how to prepare and set yourself up for financial success. In part one of this podcast, Stephanie walks through her own experience, which made her reflect on her own financial situation and the legacy she hopes to leave behind. This podcast is brought to you by Regents Next Step. Now, let's hear from Stephanie herself.
My name is Stephanie Stanfield, and on behalf of Regents, I want to thank each of you for joining our session today. Together, we will discuss some difficult yet very important topics. Regents, her vision, her legacy, is a comprehensive effort that we designed to empower women to define their financial vision, maintain control, and create their financial legacy. I am the wealth executive for Regents Private Wealth Management here in West Florida, and I have the privilege of working with a team who support individuals and families every day to help them define their life purpose. We together work to define goals, develop plans that will enhance their wealth, help them achieve financial security, but most importantly, create their legacy for their next generations. We work hard, right? We play, we love, we contribute. We make a significant difference in this world. We are women who hold our legacies in our hands. So throughout our lives, throughout the stages of our lives, we find ourselves stepping up to help others, right? That's what we do best. But have we adequately prepared ourselves? Are we equipped to help others when needed? I think it's important for us, we've heard some statistics already, but let's recognize that the financial status of women in the United States is rapidly improving. Today, more women than men are graduating from college. Today, about one-third of the women earn more than their husbands. And guess what? Our future's getting brighter. It's estimated by 2030, women will account for two-thirds of our nation's total wealth. That's less than 12 years from now. Ironically, despite this shift of power and influence, a recent survey conducted by Regents in partnership with Vanderbilt University revealed that women, specifically those 50 and younger, are significantly less confident to handle their finances than men. So on a scale of 1 to 7, 7 being the best, how would you in this room, would any of you rate your financial confidence at a 6 or a 7? Good. Okay, we have several, but we have several that didn't raise their hand. So I'll take that as there's opportunity. Well, surprisingly, men's overall confidence rating was 6.2, while women only rated themselves 5.9. We surveyed women to further understand their confidence level on various financial matters and found that women felt less confident on a number of things: investing, managing debt, savings for retirement, and budgeting overall. Despite the fact that women are actually outperforming men in many of these areas, they feel less confident. Okay? The biggest gap in confidence that we observed was in investing. So on a scale of 1 to 7 again, men rated themselves pretty good, 5.4 on a scale of 7. We rated ourselves only at a 4.7. What I found was even more interesting, and talking about the gap of compensation earlier, we found more interesting that given the exact same level of wealth, females were even less likely to even acknowledge themselves as wealthy. So it's that confidence that we're going to focus on. Throughout my 25-year career in wealth management, I have helped negotiate very difficult conversations with family members about their ability to achieve financial stability, maybe transition their wealth to their next generations, and most importantly, to plan for the unexpected. So at its core, my role is to help others achieve goals. However, it is often easier, I have learned, to help others than it is to acknowledge those issues in our own lives, right? So I learned a lot in the past year when my own financial literacy was tested. I faced several unexpected life events. These events forced my sister, my parents, even my immediate family to address important financial decisions for the future. So during our time together, I'll share some of my life experiences with you, but to demonstrate the importance of financial literacy, help you become financially confident. Every woman has a story. I just happen to know mine the best. So here goes. Last year was a very difficult year for my entire family. Following the loss of my brother-in-law and my mother to cancer within 1 month, we could not welcome 2018 soon enough. Well, the unexpected comes when you least expect it, right? So when you look at me, you will see a 53-year-old, married, mother of two grown children, healthy professional woman who exercised regularly, followed a healthy diet, and maintain routine health physicals. I'm a rule follower. Well, as scheduled, I had my annual mammogram this January. And unfortunately, doctors immediately were suspicious it was malignant. Okay. Warrior stage kicked in. Well, in the week that followed, not only was I told that I had breast cancer, my doctor actually apologized to me and said, "I'm so sorry, it was much more worse than we thought." Apparently, the cancer had metastasized through my body, to my hips, to my ribs, to my pelvis, and my spine. So perhaps that explains that back pain I was experiencing, and I just thought it was because I pulled a muscle decorating for the holidays. Or that hip pain that I thought was just a sign that it was time to get a new mattress, right? I told my husband that every single day, it's time to get a new mattress. Well, no, I was diagnosed with de novo. That means you went straight to that stage with stage 4 breast cancer that had metastasized to the bone. My doctors told me I was terminal. So as you can imagine, my perspective on life entirely changed that very second. Fortunately, I'm here today as a woman living with cancer, as a woman who is actively in charge of my family's financial future. I have the ability to plan now for future generations, and I am creating my legacy. I hope you will too. So these past few months have taught me a lot, allowed me to reflect. I evaluated the different chapters of my life, and now I understand how financial literacy played a very important role. My knowledge of finance helped me through very difficult situations and achieve important goals at the same time. I learned about myself personally. I learned I could physically and emotionally care for others that I did not know it was even possible. And at the same time, I was able to accept responsibility to address complicated financial matters that were intimidating and overwhelming to my loved ones. My goal today is to empower each of you to seek financial education. Very simple, seek financial education and prepare yourself for each stage of your financial life. As women, we all know we play different roles throughout our lifetime. Daughters, sisters, spouses, mothers, and even friends to many who depend upon us. So from the beginning as daughters, many of our beliefs about money were formed when we were young girls. I grew up in a very moderate income household. My father was the primary provider and basically made all of the financial decisions. I see many of you nodding your heads. You can relate to that. My mother stayed at home. We were fortunate she stayed at home until I left for college. But like most families, in this generation, we did not talk about money. My parents, let alone talk about savings. I had very little knowledge of budgeting, let alone the ability to plan for my future. My parents did not go to college, so therefore they just had limited understanding of higher education, whether it was the financial obligation or maybe the overall benefits that would launch my career and my long-term success. However, as a young, goal-oriented girl, I was 100% going to college. Unfortunately, without an adequate college fund, I had to quickly learn about financial planning. I knew I needed help, and I wasn't afraid to ask for it. I asked everybody, anyone, sought out every resource, because I was determined to set my goal and achieve it. I was fortunate to have female teachers who mentored me through high school, outside of the academic curriculum. I was thankful that I had a supportive guidance counselor who provided me the direction I needed. I was able to qualify for academic scholarships, apply for financial aid to complete my educational funding. But to achieve my college goal, I had no choice but to work hard during summers, part-time, to supplement educational expenses. I would not have been able to achieve my college goal without financial discipline to save and manage a very tight budget. But as a result, I did graduate from college with a degree in economics from Virginia Tech. That happens to be where I met the love of my life on the very first day of school, my husband, in 1983, 35 years ago. It's hard to believe. I was lucky. But that was just the beginning, especially to the young women and the young college students who are here today. That was just the beginning. After graduation, I launched into my career, and I quickly realized it was a lot harder to manage finances without any support of your parents. With an entry-level job, many of you probably are in that today, my income was moderate at best. I had student loans, I had rent, I had utilities, and I had a real immediate need for, what do you think? A reliable car, right. Adulting was very hard, and budgeting became imperative. I was thankful that I could rely on the fundamentals of finance that I learned during my college years.
As we've heard, being financially confident and leaving behind a legacy is possible. In part two of this podcast, Stephanie delves into the importance of financial education when it comes to achieving success and offers some advice for building your financial know-how. Regions Next Step is committed to financial education, offering advice, tools, and guidance to help you accomplish your goals at every stage of your life. Now, let's take a listen to the advice Stephanie recommends for building your financial know-how.
Many other women didn't choose the same academic pathway that I did. Some chose engineering, some chose science, some were in liberal arts, but they still needed financial literacy to succeed in life. They don't tell us that always when you're going through college, that that's an important element that everyone should have. So you've probably heard this statement before. Once you become fearless, life becomes limitless. We need to be encouraged. We need to be courageous. Learn as much as you can about financial matters. So let me share a few statistics based on consumers overall. So only 33% of consumers plan their finances. Only 63% have a cash reserve in the event of an emergency. 38% of all consumers live paycheck to paycheck. And 41% stated that they feel behind in their financial plan. It is important to ask yourself, how can you prepare yourself to be more confident about your finances? How can you take charge of your financial future? So on your chairs today, I provided a one-page worksheet, and it's entitled Building Your Financial Know-How. It provides a simple, very simple planning framework and some tips on how you can take charge of your finances. We all know the importance of setting goals, but more importantly, the significance of writing them down and tracking your progress against them ongoing. Now, depending upon your stage of your financial life cycle, your goals may be different. But short-term goals may include one of the most important goals I can suggest is meet with a financial advisor. It's never too early. It's never that you don't have enough money. It's never too early to start meeting with somebody. And it's never too late to start meeting with a financial advisor. So if you're somewhere on either spectrum, meet with a financial advisor, number one goal. Meet with a financial advisor you trust and that you feel comfortable receiving financial education, it's okay to say, I don't know. Okay? Short-term goals may also be pay off those student loans and credit card, start savings, acquire insurance, set aside a cash reserve for the unexpected. That could be a job loss, or you could become disabled, or even death. We typically recommend 2 months of salary to be set aside just in the event of emergency. And we all don't have that chunk of money just to put aside maybe day one, but start saving for that reserve. Don't touch it. Medium goals should include maybe starting a college fund for your children. We started as soon as I found out we were expecting. It's not too early. Diversify your investments or contribute the max to your company's 401k or an IRA. And long-term goals should include your dreams. How many of you had dreamed and even created a life plan for after you won that $1.6 billion lottery on Tuesday? Guess what, ladies? We all need to update our plan. Unfortunately, we didn't win. So other long-term goals could be purchasing your second home, a vacation home for family, identifying your retirement age now as a long-term goal. Determine when you would like to retire so that you can save enough to maintain your lifestyle even after you stop working. Identify the age now, incrementally save for that future. So this action plan provides just basic tips to help you save, reduce your debt, manage taxes, get financially organized, and develop financial discipline to make the most out of your money if it's a moderate income yet to start with. So now I've reached a new stage in my life. As I said at the beginning, I received an unexpected diagnosis 10 months ago. So I asked myself the same questions. What is my purpose? What do I want to be remembered by? What is my legacy? So fortunately, I am empowered. I am in charge of our financial future. I'm confident my family will be okay. And I know that I've had a direct influence for the legacy that I will leave behind. My purpose today has been to share information about financial preparation. It's pretty simple. We just don't do it. Take action. Be proactive. To help you anticipate the unexpected and empower you to own your financial future. You don't have to do it alone. Seek out a financial advisor. Get a mentor. Phone a friend. You know, don't be afraid to say you don't know. Invest in your own financial education. At the beginning of my speech, I introduced Regions, Her Vision, Her Legacy. I hope by now you can really appreciate the fact that this is about you. This is about your legacy. I hope you leave this conference today overall fearless and empowered, more confident and aware of the growing issues that face women, but the resources that are available to help you and the women around you. I encourage you to go live your best life every day. Create the legacy that you want for the future. I know I am.
And that concludes our Next Step special podcast featuring Stephanie Stanfield, recorded live in Tampa, Florida. To find the resources Stephanie mentioned in this podcast, or to learn more about building your financial confidence, check out the insights and tools provided by Regions Next Step, regions.com/next step. Copyright 2019 Regions Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Views presented are those of the individual speakers at a live event and may not be suitable for your individual situation and should not be considered legal, tax, or financial advice. Investments, annuities, and insurance products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, may lose value, are not deposits, are not insured by any federal government agency, and are not a condition of any banking activity.